We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. NDI launches helpline to combat violence against women in elections ahead of the polls. Muchindu pledges to complete teacher housing in Makalakala. And in international news, son of Robert Mugabe arrested in South Africa. And in sports news, Haluwania praises on the players after win over Botswana. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The National Democratic Institute, NDI, has launched a violence against women in elections helpline aimed at protecting women participating in electoral process. The initiative comes as the country prepares for upcoming elections, with stakeholders describing it as a timely intervention to strengthen inclusive governance and safeguard women in politics. Speaking at the launch, Director for Gender and Development at the Gender Division, Heli Koma, representing the Permanent Secretary, says women who express political views or stand for office often face intimidation and violence. He noted that such acts undermine democratic development and inclusive governance.
I wish to make special mention of UNFPA for their steadfast support through the Spotlight initiative, which has significantly contributed to advancing efforts to promote the safety, dignity, and meaningful participation of women in democratic processes. Your collective support reflects a shared commitment to ensuring that women can participate in democratic processes safely, freely, and with dignity. Ladies and gentlemen, violence against women in elections remains a serious barrier to women's political participation globally and within our national context.
Meanwhile, NDI country coordinator Namuchina Mushawati says the hotline is designed to eliminate violence targeted at women participating in elections. She observed that political gender-based violence weakens democratic process and hinders national development, stressing that the reporting device will help address cases that often go undocumented.
You may agree with me that election-related violence against women continues to undermine our democratic integrity. It restricts participation and perpetrates harmful norms that position politics as a male space. I think Christine and her colleague, we had this discussion this morning before the meeting started. I urge my fellow women to utilize this reporting platform if they face any form of violence, but we also urge our male counterparts also to sort of like make this hotline visible to women and everybody else who's affected, so that they can also access this facility.
And United Nations Population Fund Deputy Regional Director Won Yang Hung noted that although women make up more than 51% of the population and play critical roles as community leaders and breadwinners, they often remain unrepresented in political leadership.
We believe that such a freedom and a conviction to exercise their rights and the enabling environment to women and the girls and boys and men can actually live their life when they want to, how they want to live, is a fundamental infrastructure to realize democracy. Second, gender-based violence, we have been working, most of the country we are working globally, very heavily building the system together, the government, to increase the response service to gender-based violence the survivor. But now, the world has changed.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has dismissed as misleading reports circulating on social media regarding the consultative meeting held on the 10th February 2026 between government and representative of foreign commercial truck drivers operating within the SADC region. The meeting was convened and chaired by Permanent Secretary Dickson Matambo and was attended by senior officials from the Department of Immigration, the Zambia Police Service and other institutions. According to the Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwala Kalaluka, says the meeting was conducted in an open and constructive manner, contrary to claims that it was one-sided. She stated that representatives of the Drivers Association were given an opportunity to make detailed submissions on issues such as transit, permit fees, administration of the 90-day free stay period, reciprocity within the region and operational challenges affecting cross-border trade.
Government reiterates that the meeting was convened precisely to listen to the concerns raised by the drivers' associations and to explore practical and regionally aligned solutions. It was agreed that drivers' associations should utilize established SADC frameworks and regional structures to formally initiate engagement among affected member states with a view to achieving a uniform and reciprocal regional position. The meeting further agreed that during the consultative meeting process, all commercial truck drivers are required to continue complying with existing statutory requirements. Government wishes to clarify, therefore, that no decision was made to relax enforcement of the 90-day rule outside the confines of the law. The administration of immigration laws remains guided by statute.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to promoting responsible use of social media while strengthening laws to curb cybercrime and harmful online conduct. Addressing Parliament, President Hichilema acknowledged the opportunity digital platforms present for innovations, entrepreneurship, self-expression and information sharing. However, he expressed concerns over the growing misuse of social media to spread fake news, misinformation and hate speech, as well as to harass vulnerable groups, including women and the girl child. The head of state also highlighted progress made in fostering patriotism and national unity, particularly through the promotion of local content and Zambian products. He noted that the issue of statutory instrument number 68 of 2025 on local content in the mining sector has created greater opportunities for local suppliers, leading to more jobs and increased income for citizens.
Paying our taxes is an attribute of patriotism and mutual responsibility. Government has modernized and simplified tax administration through digital platforms to make it easier for citizens to meet their tax obligations. When we say tax, we don't mean the tax component only ordinary. We mean levies and all of those issues that we are supposed to pay as responsible citizens. Madam Speaker, under the UPND new donor administration, there has been an unprecedented political violence and cadrism in our country. Chawama is a good example. Chawama. And under our watch, Madam Speaker, there is no room for political violence. There is no room for cadrism, negative cadrism.
Choma parliamentary hopeful Joe Muchindu has vowed to complete teachers' houses in Makalaka village, addressing the community's infrastructure challenges. During a visit to Makalakala Primary School on Thursday, Muchindo emphasized the need for improved teacher accommodation, promising to donate building materials for the project in collaboration with the community. Among building materials expected for donation are pockets of cement, roofing materials, doors and window frames.
We are going to follow up to see where there is a problem and maybe we can see how the Lulo electrification can come in and light up this school. You know, it is very important in this time and age, in President Hakainde's government, it is clear that this time around he is trying to mitigate more children to come into the schools. So I know President Hakainde Hichilema, how he loves people to be educated. I think on this one,